Portions of our broadcast day made possible by internet media providers, makers of CrossLink. With CrossLink, you can view any Christian television station in the world using CrossLink. For more information, look for the link to internet media providers on this website or app, or visit us directly at www.internetmediaproviders.com.
Jesus Christ is the real champ, and the real truth. There are no lies living in here. Nothing but pure truth coming from God. This is Pure Truth Session with your host, Lady Ty.
What's up? It's your girl, Lady Ty the Great, here with an amazing Pure Truth Session. Let me explain something to you. Something happened to me today, just this morning, as I was driving in. Right, or as I was preparing to drive in. And this is a prophetic message, and I'm super grateful for God for what he allowed me to experience. Now, hold on to this scripture. Count it all joy. When I say all of it, count it all joy. So let's start off with prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just want to say thank you. Thank you that the joy that you give us, come on, you give us a joy that is unspeakable, unexplainable, and the world didn't give it to us, so the world can't take it away. God, we repent for times that we were not operating in joy. We repent for keeping our eyes off of you, God, for losing our peace because we lost our sight of you, right? Thank you for being in a steady place, God. Thank you for being a foundation. Thank you for being a rock that we could find you, we could see you, and we love you. And today I just want to say thank you, God, for the process. Thank you for the lessons. Thank you for all that I've been through. Everything, God. I pray strength for people today that's listening to this message, that they will endure, that they will get back to a place of joy, that they would fix their vision, their eyes would now be focused on you. So I ask you to bless this message and bless all of those that are listening to it. We give you praise, honor, and glory. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Listen, let me explain something to you. Have you ever been stuck in the mud? I'm going to make this real easy for you. God is so dope, right? Prophetically, that means I experienced something in my life that I can share with you. So let me just get to it. It rained yesterday. I took my son to Popeye's and to go get his younger brothers a birthday gift. Shout out to Jason and James. March the 3rd and March the 5th is their birthdays. Whoop, whoop. Young Kings, Priests, and Prophets, we love you so much. Happy birthday celebration to you. That's right. We are celebrating you young guys internationally. Jason, happy birthday, March the 3rd. And James, happy birthday, March the 5th. We love you. And shout out to you, too, if you have a birthday coming up. And I know you do, right? You got one coming up somewhere. So we celebrate you. May God bless you and many, many more. Okay, amen. So I took my oldest son to go get his younger brother's a birthday gift and to go get something to eat. It was late. It was raining outside. I pulled back in. The parking that I would normally park in was taken. And so I just pulled in and I parked kind of close, like half. Listen, I parked in the dirt, y'all. Okay. Half in the dirt, half on the rocks, because where I live at, that's just the way it's set up. Right. That's just the way it is. There's no concrete. Okay. And so when I woke up this morning, headed on my way about 6 a.m, I'm getting ready. I started to put on clothes to go to the gym first. And the Holy Spirit was like, no, put on your clothes for the day that you're going to work in. So I was like, okay, cool. So I put on my work clothes, had my gym clothes inside my bag. And when I put my gym clothes inside my bag, I was like, all right, took my lunch. I'm lit. Get in the car. Right. And the wheels start spinning. I'm stuck in the mud. Okay, right, so I Google what you do to get out of the mud. I try to reverse, go forward, it ain't happening. So Google says, or YouTube says, get a towel. You tie a towel around the tires, and then you know what I'm saying? And then you go ahead like that. And it's going to help you because the tire is going to give you whatever you need, right, the traction. Honey, who? Did that for about 30 minutes. That wasn't working. Called my son. Come on out here. Help me push this vehicle. He trying to push it. The neighbor come. Everybody trying to help. We got wood tires pushing. Nothing's happening. The wheels are spinning. I'm going in circles. I'm not even going in circles. I'm not moving. It's motion going. Vroom, vroom, vroom. You pushing gas. All this accelerate. Everything's happening. But you ain't going nowhere. So what God spoke to me. Get the vision in your head. Have you ever been in a situation in life? Have you ever been at a job, a relationship? Have you ever just felt like you just on a hamster wheel? You see it? Imagine a wheel just spinning. Nice car, sitting outside, ready to ride. I'm prepared. I'm about to go super early where I need to be. I'm about to be there an hour and a half early. I got plans for today. Come on. But God have plans too. And God have a message that he wants to get to me and you. Come on, move your hands while I'm talking to you. Make your hands in circle motion. Come on, do that. Twiddle your thumbs in circle motion. This is what the tire was doing. This is the car ain't going nowhere. Radio playing, everything lit, everything good. Car clean on the outside, clean on the inside, ready to roll. But we ain't going nowhere. And I'm saying, God, I got to go. I said a prayer, did all of that. You know, I said a prayer. I used earthly wisdom, got on Google. We doing all this stuff. What are you saying? I don't even have time to wait on the tow truck because, you know, I'm going to be on time, before time, ahead of time. And honey, when I tell you what God said to me, some of us, when you in the wrong position, when you in the wrong spot, you ain't going nowhere. I don't care what you look like on the outside, inside. If you are in the wrong place, you can be a great person, amazing person. But if you are in the wrong relationship, if you are in the wrong job, or if you are in the wrong ministry, whatever it is, if you are not in the position you're supposed to be, you're not going anywhere. How does that feel? You're going to burn yourself out. I could have ran all the gas out right there in that same spot. Are you low on fuels? Are you low on fumes because of your position? So it's time to get in the position. And then another thing the Lord spoke to me was, he said, not only is a position in tie, is also you need to pay attention to your surroundings. You need to pay attention to the foundation that you on. The foundation that I was on was muddy waters. Come on, it was raining. That's not no ground. That's not no solid ground. I was in the wrong spot with something real nice. Come on, God is saying, don't cast your pearls amongst swine. You got this nice car. And this nice car is sitting in mud. Why? Why would you even put it there? Think twice. Come on. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you in a rush. You in a hurry. You hurried up and took that job because what you needed. You don't make the moves. You follow God's moves. And you follow the God's lead. So I just wanted to tell you today the pure truth about muddy waters. Oh, don't be mad at the mud. Don't be mad at the rain. That's what that's supposed to do. Come on. Jesus spit in a man's eye with some mud. Come on, made some mud pies in his eyes and he got sight. Mud could do miracles. But I didn't get no miracle out of that mud. I got a message out of that mud today. And I just want to come on here and share that message with you. And let you know that you don't have to stay on the hamster wheel. You can reposition yourself. And some people may say, well, what you got to do? And look, I got to call a tow truck to move that car. Because man couldn't move that car. Now we got to go get something bigger. And our God is bigger and greater. So if you need God to help you reposition your heart, to tow your heart from hardness, to tow your heart, you know what I'm saying? From rejection, a broken place, from trauma, from old things. You got to get up out that position, y'all. I was in a position in life that I didn't even realize. Then my son played me a song that I hope I'll be able to share on here with you. It's called I Will Rise Up. I think that's the name of it. Let me see. It's called This Will Be the Day by Lady Bree. LadyBri. This Will Be the Day. Her album is called Making Moves. But anyway, this will be the day. And it's basically, she like, I will rise up. I will stand tall. I will keep the faith. Like, I will not fall. I didn't lose my joy even though I was outside playing in mud for like 2 hours. And I still got to where I had to be on time. No, I didn't get to go to the gym and all that fun stuff. But the lesson that I got from God was good. It blessed me. So I pray that it bless you. Get out of that position. Get out of that stinking thinking. What is your mindset? It's your thoughts. Whatever you believe. What do you believe? The way you see God matters. There was a time in life where I saw God as I was just looking at the sacrifice. I was just looking at the part like, okay, God, all you want me to do, you just want everything that I have. And you just want me to keep giving you everything. You ain't having no, you know, I looked at it. I looked at some things in my life. Why? Because I was getting sour. I was getting bitter about some things because I had sacrificed a lot. I gave up a lot. And then I turned around and it seemed like I was still losing. But, oh, no, I'm winning now. So, yeah, I went through. I would say I went through for about 6 years. And that's exactly what a prophet had told me. I went through for about 6 years. But the last 2 years were some of the most trying times. But guess what? I'm tried, I'm tested, and I'm approved. Just like gold. I went through the fire. And God is the one that's lit. And I'm excited that he's able to light up on the inside of me. You hear what I'm saying? So I thank God so much for this opportunity to share some pure truth with you. I don't know who you are, what you got going on, but if you don't know and if you don't believe, if you haven't had built a relationship with God yet, God is real. He wants to speak to you. He just don't want to give me messages to give to you. He wants to give you your message for your day. He wants to use you. He wants to partner with you in working and making this earth a better place. He does. I had a supernatural experience with God. Many of you already know the story, right? Several supernatural experiences, so I know that he was real. I was a non-believer, turned believer, because of the God that saved my life and delivered me and set me free from the spirit of murder, perversion, and the list goes on. I wrote a book about it, like the Read It, There It Go. The name of the book is called Daddy Issues. It's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and my website, LadyTatheGreat.com. But I'm telling you, if you want more info on my testimony, that's why I wrote it down so you can get it. All right.
Sometimes discouraged, but not defeated. Cast down, but not destroyed. There are times I don't understand. But I believe it's turning around for me. I've had struggles and disappointment. There are times I felt so alone. Some of my friends, they let me down, but I still believe it's turning around for me, around for me, around for me, around for me, it's turning around for me.
Just say it into the atmosphere.
Around for me. Around for me.
It's turning around.
It's turning around for me.
'Cause I can see the breaking.
I can see the breaking of day.
God is
making a way. A change is coming for me.
If I stay strong.
There's no reason to doubt.
I know he's working it out. And it's turning around.
It's turning around for me.
This is the good news.
And it won't always be like this. He will perfect that concerning me, and sooner or later it'll turn in my favor.
Sooner or later, turn in my favor.
It's turning around. That concerning me, and sooner or later turn in my favor,
sooner or later
turn in my favor. That just lift your hands to the atmosphere and claim your season of turnaround. Hallelujah. Now let's say this together. Come on.
Around for me.
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 It's turning around. Me.
It's turning around for me.
I can see
around for me.
I can feel it happening.
Around for me.
Around for me.
Around for me.
It's turning around, yeah.
It's turning around
for me. For another man.
For me.
That he should love. Nor the Son of Man.
Want to hear a funny joke? Now here I am, sitting at the desk, and I'm sitting here, and property management comes over to me, and she says, "Do you know who tracked mud in here? I couldn't make this up." So not only did my playing in the mud cost me time this morning, it also caused me to be tracked. I'm tracked, y'all. I'm tracked. Not in a bad way. It's cool. It's good. It's all good. But what I'm saying to you is, when you in the dirt, people can find you. Do you hear what I'm saying? Well, mud, come on. When you in the ground, when you somewhere, like, look. And, you know, I just apologized. I didn't realize that the mud is, you know, I wiped it off my shoe, but I didn't realize there's still traces of it. Don't cast your pearls amongst swine. It's proof. It's residue. Like, you, do y'all hear what I'm saying? I thank God so much for this message. I don't know who needs this. I don't know what's going on. But playing in the dirt, you're going to get dirty. So I'm still cute. The mud is off of my shoe. And they're going to have house cleaning. Clean it up in the front. But as for me and you, we're going to get in position. We're going to stay out the mud. And when we park, when we be still, we're going to check on our foundation, right? We're not going to be on something that if it gets wet, it would keep us going in a circle. Y'all remember the Wizard of Oz? And calm down, all the super saints on here. Yes, the Wicked Witch, she couldn't get wet. I'm melting. The Lord needs to know that you could get wet. You could get set on fire. You could get anything could happen to you. You could be like Meshach, right? And Abednego get sent in the fire and say, listen, no matter what, we're not going to bow. If God save us, he's God. If God don't come in there with us, he's still God. They still, you know, they say God is good either way. So be excited, be encouraged. I'm grateful. God is wonderful. And it's in Jesus' name. I just want to, I pray this Pure Truth session blessed you. I know it blessed me. So it's your girl, Lady Tide the Great. Don't cast your pearls amongst swine. What does that mean? I just gave you out a scripture like a deep saint. Do not spend your time with what? With people who don't recognize your value. I'm not saying they gotta, hell he the queen, you know, or the king. But if they don't recognize your value, your time on this earth is so precious. You are a gift. They can honor you by the way they treat you, you know, with respect, with love, you know. You are of great value. God loves you. You are important. And treat God's people as if they are, because they are. Treat others better than you would treat yourself. So I love you all so much. It's your girl, Lady Tide the Great, with a Pure Truth session. Oh, man. Don't track mud in this new place that God is taking you to. Matter of fact, I know you won't. Because when you reposition yourself with him, he's going to wash everything away that's not like him. And they'll never even know that you too was playing in the mud. It's your girl, Lady Tide the Great. Getting out of one position, moving into another. Keeping my eyes on Jesus. Why don't you follow me as I follow Christ? Lady Tide the Great. So I'm praying over you. Peace, blessings, and joy. Don't forget, this is Holy Hood. What does that mean? The hood people say I'm too holy, and the holy people say I'm too hood. So I would like to say to you, God designed you. God knew you. God loves you. And it's okay. Your voice is needed and necessary. Don't shy away. Don't feel like you got to be something else. Be everything God called you to be by just being, speaking up. Imagine if I wouldn't do these Pure Truth sessions because I thought of what others think. God has given me messages, and I'm going to continue to share them. I thank God and bless God for this platform to do so. So may God continue to bless Resilient Christian Radio. Thank you so much. We honor Sir Cleve and his wonderful wife and family, and we lift them up in prayer. And thank God for the vision. He wasn't in the wrong position. His wheels wasn't spinning on a hamster wheel. Right? So let us pray that none of us park in the mud. In Jesus' name, amen. Praying strength, peace, and blessings over you. And remember, Holy Hood, we pray for who? The forgotten about, the prisoners, the murderers, the dope boys, the strippers, the hustlers, the people that have less fortunate. We lifting them up now, right now, in the name of Jesus in prayer. And I'm praying a covering over them. And I'm praying that they would hear the voice of God and have supernatural encounters. We're praying for non-believers that they would believe God, that their mustard seed faith would be activated, and that they would go to the next level. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I didn't lose. I experienced loss at a major cost, but I never lost faith in you. So if you see me cry, it's just a sign that I'm still alive. Oh yeah, I got some scars, but I'm still alive. In spite of calamity, he still has a plan for me, and it's working for my good, and it's building my testimony.
So glad I made it.
In spite of the storm and rain,
in spite of the storm and rain,
I'm
still alive, declaring
that I made it through.
I didn't lose.
Experience loss,
and a major cost, but I never lost faith in you. I'm so glad I made.
Anybody in here have that testimony?
I made it through. In spite of the storm
and rain,
heartache
and pain,
I'm still alive.
So glad I made it. I made it through.
So glad I made it.
Thank you, Jesus.
So glad I made it.
I could have lost my mind. I
made it through.
But I made it through.
I made it through.
I wish I had a witness. Is there anybody in here that's been through anything?
So glad I made it.
That you almost threw in the towel.
I made it through.
But when you look back over your life,
I made it.
You realize I made it. set up as continue.
Listen, I know that I ended the podcast, but I had to come back on really quick because I did a message on my Facebook Live and my social media outlets just sharing. Right now, there is something going on, a virus, right, in all over the world. And so I wanted to remind you of the God you serve. I wanted to speak to you about your faith, right? And I wanted to let you know Psalms 91. Okay, now's the time for you to grab your Bible and open it. I need you to read this and declare it over your life. You don't have to read the King James Version. You can pick up any version. You can even Google it right now. What is Psalms 91? It is the hedge of protection. It basically, I'm paraphrasing. Right, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress, in him whom I trust. Right, basically, it says, surely he will keep you from the deadly diseases. Right, 1,000 can fall at your wayside, 10,000 can fall at your feet, but nothing will come nigh thy dwelling. You won't be afraid of the arrows that fly by day, nor the terror by night. God is going to uphold you. He's going to send his angels concerning you to lift up your hand. Now, I'm talking the scripture to you, right, from without reading it, but I'm talking it to you from what's in my spirit. That's why it's important for you to read it, and I need you to put your name in that scripture so you will know that God is covering you from deadly diseases. Isn't that amazing? So when you think about, no matter what the disease is, listen, many years ago it was a swine flu. Many years ago before that, it was something else. In Bible days, it was leprosy. We serve a God. Come on, by his stripes, you are healed. We serve a miracle working God. And if you pay attention, yes, this is why Pure Truth Session exists, because broadcasting, TV programming, and radio programming is just that. It is programming to program you to think of different things to distract you. What are you holding on to? You, do you believe the word of God, or do you believe the word of man? And yeah, I hear you, oh, but we got to be safe and we got to know. Okay, you got to know God. Be still and know that he's God. When you know God, your faith can overrule any fact. Whatever, listen, help me out, y'all. This lady tied a great holy hood. I'm great because the greater one lives in me. Magnify the Lord with me. Do you know whatever you fix your eyes on, you take your beautiful eyes that God blessed you with, whatever you look at, whatever you read, whatever you begin to see, whatever you imagine, that's what's going to grow. That's what you're watering. That's what you're feeding. What's on the inside of you? So what are you growing? That's what I want to ask you today. What have your eyes been looking on? Talk to me. Tell me. What is it? What have you been constantly looking at? Come on, faith come by hearing and hearing the word of God. What have you been continuously hearing? Well, I currently am, like Monday through Friday, I continually hear what? The news. And you know what I do? This is how I fight my battles. I have worship music in the background. I make sure I'm filled up on my word. It doesn't matter what I make, what is in my surroundings, because I'm grounded in God's word, because I'm filled up. So I want to make sure that you are just not, you're not off balance. Does that make sense? That's what happens a lot of people in life. Like, I mean, I'm not saying you had to grow up in a church and none of those things, but it's time for us to play catch up if you didn't get the scripture in, because there's a spiritual warfare going on. Don't get scared. Don't get weirded out on me. Calm down. But we wrestle not against flesh and blood. You know what I'm saying? But there are things, principalities, spiritual darkness, all that's going on in the airs, okay? Whether you believe it or not. God told us, be not ignorant of the enemy's devices, which is true. Like, pay attention. There's some stuff going on. So now that you know, you put on the full armor of God. And how do you fight it? The holy hood, the simple way. It's not hard. You put the full armor of God on. And what? You allow the sword of the spirit. You allow God's word to cut up them demons and situations. But you have to have his word in you. So when people talking about the coronavirus and this and that, Satan, the Lord rebuke you. Coronavirus, we serve a way making, miracle working God in Jesus' name. Period. Amen. Okay. So when people continuously talk to you about a sickness, you talk to them about what? About your miracle working God, who is more than able, who will rescue us from deadly diseases. So it's your girl, Lady Tada, great, reminding you of the good news. Never mind the news. You hear what I'm saying? The news that's coming on. The good news is what I'm sharing with you today. That Jesus Christ rules, reigns, and he's more than able. He already fought that battle. You're already healed by his stripes. So continue to be great, amazing, awesome. And in regards to any virus, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. I say us, me and you, period. No weapon. So take that to the news station. Program that in your head, in your mind. You know, be steadfast, unshakable, unmovable, holding on to what God says. So it's your girl, Lady Tada Great, one to give you a word. And now, because this message is not for you to keep on listening to me. Come on, it's about you building a relationship with God. So go ahead and open your Bible. If you don't have one, cool. I would like to send you one. Could you email me? Come on, get in touch with me at ladytidagreat.com if you don't have a Bible, please. But go to Google and pull up Psalms 91. Amen? Pull it up now. Let's get it. Pull it up right now. and read it. Don't say, oh, this is too long. No, read it. Read it. It's going to bless your life. It's going to cover your family. Read that, hunty. Okay, it's your girl, Lady Tyler. Great. Looks like we got an emergency, and I'm getting out the way of that. In Jesus' name. So, yep, Lady Tyler, great. Always an emergency when I'm talking to you guys. It's a state of an emergency for what the Lord is trying to say to you. So God is not surprised. Don't you be surprised. And Jesus, God is not surprised. Don't you be surprised and call on him. Psalms 91, y'all. So Lady Tyler Great, Psalms 91. Remember, the Lord is your shepherd. You shall not want. I come against the spirit of fear right now in the name of Jesus. And I speak to you. I come against laziness in reading in regards to that. Why you read everything else? You read the labels on your noodles. You read everything else, how to cook, how to do all that. Is your life not important? Come on. Like, is your afterlife not important? I believe that you're amazing and great. And I believe that you're going to read Psalms 91. So it's your girl, Lady Tyler Great, covering you with the hedge of protection, Psalms 91, but also teaching you how to hear the voice of God for yourself and how to incorporate, creating new disciplines with greater habits. In Jesus' name, amen. Love y'all. Check, check, and I'm out. And go ahead. I'm serious. If you don't have a Bible, holler at me. I will figure it out how to get you one. All right? You with me? And shout out to RCR Network. God bless them. Again, this station is bringing, broadcasting the good news, the pure truth. So thank you, God, for this platform, this opportunity to continue to bless them, open up doors so your word can be spread. And remember, disciples go make disciples. Hello? In Jesus' name, amen. Don't be scared. We ain't never scared. In Jesus' name, amen. Holy hood. Later.
you. There just ain't one.
There just ain't one.
There just ain't one.
There just ain't one.
Although they've said a snare and a trap, I want you to know it won't work. Ooh, no, no, no.
There just ain't one.
It won't work.
There just ain't one.
The session is done, for now. Come back next week for more Pure Truth.
The champ is here! The champ is here! The champ is here! The champ is here!
This broadcast is copyrighted by Lady Ty the Great Ministries and the Resilient Christian Radio Network.
By internet media providers, makers of X-Cable. Watch almost any television station in the world, including programs on demand, with X-Cable. For more information, look for the link to internet media providers on this website or app, or visit us directly at www.internetmediaproviders.com.